Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wait 82 games and it's finally arrived. The Edmonton Oilers for the third consecutive year meet the LA Kings in game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Edmonton having dispatched Los Angeles in seven games in 2022, six games in 2023. To the net, back door, shot, score! Zach Hyman opens the score! 1-0 Edmonton! Now it's Zach Hyman. Beautiful look, open man, rich shot, score! Connor McDavid, reverse pivot, dishes, one-timer, score! Zach Hyman extends the lead to 3-0. Draisaitl, centering pass, tips home, Nugent Hopkins. That time he buries it. 4-0, Edmonton!
Tons of work left to do, we know that, but it's nice to get the first one.
Turns and fires into a crowd rebound score, and LA's right back in the game. 4-2, Lewis.
Harmony review has been determined that the puck went into the net off the glove. Therefore, there is no goal in the play.
No goal. Here's Kempe. Redirect at home of the Kings. This time, a second goal will count. Bouchard gives it back to Connor McDavid. Halfman on the power play. What timer score? Leon Draisaitl roofed it. 5-2. McDavid, right face off on Tiptoe. 6-2. Hyman's got a hat trick. Save Skinner. Rebound. Another stop on the no. Centering pass. Wrist shot. Another save on the barrier. Stewart Skinner, an outstanding sequence there. Dubois down the left-hand side. Banked another one in off an Oiler D-man. I believe Darnell Nurse right into the net. Face off one cleanly by Carrick. Broken stick. And now a chance. Wrist shot. Score. Trevor Moore. And another strange goal. The Oilers tossed it right back to center. Open net. Shot. Score. Warren Fogle puts it away with 26 seconds to go. Edmonton 7, Los Angeles 4.
You feel a little bit better about yourself waking up this morning and being up 1-0, so we'll take that, but we also know that game's in the past and we'll have to focus on tomorrow.
Game two tonight. Welcome, everybody. This is Oilers Now, emanating live from Ford Hall. It is the Edmonton Oilers, the LA Kings. Game two, jam-packed edition of Oilers Now, brought to you by World of Spas. We are live on location, courtesy of our friends at Contract Equipment Limited. Coming up on today's show, in mere moments, Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey and Rogers for Abe's Store Service. At 4:25 today, you will have a chance to win one of three four-packs for tonight's matchup between the Edmonton Oilers and the Los Angeles Kings, game number two. Yes, I will have a key word. You'll need to type it in and text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line to participate in that. Former Edmonton Oiler Kelly Buchberger will join us at 4:35. We'll hear from Chris Knobloch, Leon Draisaitl, Corey Perry, and Adam Henrique at 5:05 today, and at 5:35 from TSN and The Athletic, Pierre LeBrun. Without further ado, off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Don't miss Charlie Crockett live at the River Cree Saturday, May 25th. Get your tickets now at the River Cree Resort. We welcome back to the show, courtesy of Abe's Door Service, where services are specially. Visit abesdoor.ca. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey and Rogers. Hello, Elliot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Bob? You must be doing good. Like, game one win, the team looked good. Dominating win, lots of good point totals. No reason you can be in a bad mood today.
That's right. No reason why you can be in a bad mood today. That's a given. Game two goes tonight. We saw in a couple game twos over the last 48 hours that have illustrated that teams do indeed bounce back. But first of all, just give me your assessment of what we saw out of Edmonton on Monday night.
Well, you guys completely overwhelm them. There's no question about that. They couldn't handle you. Look, you guys are going to get your chances. It's just the way you're built. You're too good. But you came at them in waves, and they never slowed you down. And, you know, the Kings, some teams are built to play shootouts against you. I think, you know, for example, Vegas could. I think Vancouver could. But I don't think L.A. can. And that was proven on Monday night. If you guys are going to, like in 6-5 or 5-4 or 7-6 games, you know, that's not a team that's going to beat you. They have to get you down to a 2-1, 3-2, maybe 4-3 kind of game. And they didn't do anything like it. And as a result, they got embarrassed. And I think they got reminded that if they let this series turn into a track meet, it's going to be over quick and not in a good way for them.
Yeah, it was an interesting game and a bunch of different things. People talk a bit about that 1-3-1, but one of the ways to beat the 1-3-1 is not to be sitting back in a stationary breakout. It's to be doing a reload to get things going. Ironically enough, Jim Hiller just walking by in our Ford Hall location here, the head coach of the LA Kings, and he's, you know, that's a very passive defensive system that the Kings under Todd McClellan and now Jim Hiller have effectively run. But Edmonton did a lot of quick ups that sort of took advantage of that and created some chances off a transition. And the other thing is, Elliot, this team, the last 2 years, they've lost to the eventual Stanley Cup champion. They have beaten the Kings twice. Nobody's played LA more than Edmonton in terms of handling that neutral zone forecheck or that neutral zone work that LA does.
Yeah, I think also, too, you know, if LA is going to be successful, they have to keep the puck in your zone. Now, yes. Hockey obviously is the kind of game where even the best teams are going to give up possession and they're going to give up rush chances against. But the best way to defend you guys is to keep up the pressure. And they simply did not do enough of it.
Yeah. Connor McDavid, the numbers, and I know Sportsnet Stats put it out after the game, but, you know, you take a look at it, and through their first 50 games of their NHL careers, I mean, nobody can argue what McDavid and Draisaitl have brought. They're third and fourth all-time in points per game through their first 50 playoff games. McDavid with 80, Draisaitl with 79. I have immense amount of respect for Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. They're at 47 points through 52 games. Now, you can make an argument, and I think it's a fair one, that they probably matched up against tougher clubs. But the reality of the situation is nobody can ever debate how dug in McDavid and Draisaitl have been come playoff time. No. Can they, Elliot?
No, they can't. But the thing to me, actually, I thought was even better, Bob. Like, you know what you're going to get from McDavid. You know what you're going to get from Draisaitl. Evan Bouchard had 4 assists. That says to me, after his hot year, things are continuing. I think also Zach Hyman obviously had the hat trick and 4 points. After a 54-goal season, you want to know that things are continuing, and they did. Adam Henrique scored his first playoff goal, set an NHL record, first playoff goal in 4,333 days. There were a lot of things. You know, I thought Darnell Nurse was very good. I think there were a lot of things that happened in Game 1, aside from McDavid and Draisaitl, that were good signs, good omens for the Oilers. Of course, those things, they have to continue.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, well, Edmonton's got a deeper team. I had an interesting conversation today with somebody that's been in a significant coaching chair in the league over the last several years, and we talked a bit about the Kings and the Oilers, and you know, the reality is Edmonton, this is probably the best team the Oilers have had. That said, you could make an argument this might be the best team the LA Kings have had as well. Very quickly, Elliot, Leafs with a solid response and a good win in Boston to tie the series. What's the latest on the injury front involving some of the Toronto players?
Well, Matthews did not go to the morning skate today, which is unusual for him, but I think that was just rest. He's going to play tonight. We'll find out more in about 15 minutes, but I'm not expecting Nylander to play tonight. I think there's a decent chance he plays on Saturday, which is game four, but I'm not expecting him to play tonight. So Boston looks like they're making a bunch of changes. I think Swayman will be back in goal tonight. Boston was obviously the better team in game one. I thought Toronto was absolutely going to crap the bed after they gave up that late goal in the first period of game two. But to their credit, they hung on, they battled back, and they won the game. It's a very even series. The last two times they played Boston, seven gamers. It wouldn't surprise me if we get back there again, but I'm not. I could always be wrong, but I'm not expecting Nylander tonight.
Is Marner okay?
You know what I think it is with him, Bob, is I think when things don't go well, he really ratchets up the pressure on himself. Like, I think guys like McDavid and Matthews, and I would put Draisaitl in this case too, I think they're pretty cool guys in the sense that they're calm. They get disappointed in themselves. They get frustrated when things don't go well, but they get past it quick. And they move on and they say, okay, there's another game. I'll be fine next game. I think they have short memories and keep very calm. I think it gets to Marner, as great a player as he is. I think he gets frustrated. I think he has a hard time letting go of it. I think he gets in his own head. And I think he's in one of those places right now. And, you know, I think the other thing, too, is, like, I think all these guys, McDavid, Matthews, Draisaitl, they don't like criticism, but they don't let it affect them. I do think in Marner's case, it affects him.
What's the latest on Thatcher Demko, Elliot?
Yeah, I don't like what I'm hearing, to be honest. I think the biggest problem, Bob, is that there's unknown here. In the sense that I just, you know, from what I understand, you can't really put a timeline on it. It's not one of those things that anyone, like, as of last night, it wasn't one of those things that anyone seemed to know, this is how long it's going to take. If you saw the play, and if you didn't, it happens with about 48 seconds left in game one. It's a very innocuous-looking play. It's just a fluke, and I think that's part of the problem, is that it's hard to determine how long it's going to take, and it's one of those things where I don't even think he might need surgery. I think it's just rest. And because of that, you just don't know how anything is going to respond to it.
All right, let's do some quick hitters. Today, the San Jose Sharks parted ways with David Quinn. That could not have been easy for Mike Greer.
No, you know what? And first of all, it's kind of unfair in a lot of ways. And Greer even acknowledged it. It's kind of unfair. They didn't have a good roster. No coach was doing a much better job there. I have wondered in the interim after it's happened if there's someone they really want, and they kind of felt that I'm curious to see where this is going to go, because I'm wondering if there's someone they're targeting that they want, that they're like, okay, if we want to get them, we have to get into the process. It kind of makes me wonder a little bit about that. The other thing, too, is don't forget, when they hired David Quinn, they weren't doing the full rebuild. Now I think they're committed to the full rebuild, so I think even that may have affected the decision with him.
All right, so
like a guy who makes a lot of sense there to me, again, if he wants it, because he's on record as saying it will take a really good situation and a good offer for him to leave, is David Carl from the University of Denver.
Yeah. Well, they like their college guys there at San Jose. There's no question. All right. What are you hearing in Ottawa with the coaching front there?
I think they've are starting to go through some of their interviews. I think they have real interest in Craig Berube still. That's been out there. And I think, but I think they're also still waiting to talk to some people who are currently active in the NHL playoffs.
You heard anything at all on Jay Woodcroft, the Oilers' former head coach?
No, quiet. But that doesn't mean it's that doesn't mean there's nothing. I think it. I think teams are really trying to keep these things quiet. I know that he's been the one of the things I've really heard about Woodcroft is, you know, he's kind of looked at the things he did well in Edmonton and the things that he that either he felt or others felt he didn't do well in Edmonton and attacking that. Okay, when he gets his second chance, and I think he will get his second chance, to address the things that people thought were maybe some of the reasons it didn't work this year. And I've heard he's really spent a lot of time looking into that and figuring out how to attack that. I mean, he's got a great record. He's going to get another chance. And I've heard that that's one of the things he's really tried to deal with.
Elliot, great stuff. Appreciate you fitting us in on a busy schedule for yourself. Thank you for joining us in Oilers Now.
Be on TV in 8 minutes. Take care, bud.
There you go. That is Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey and Rogers. Bob Stauffer joining you at Rogers Place. We're currently in Ford Hall, courtesy of our friends at Contract Equipment Limited. You can always text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob _ Stauffer. Brendan Escott. It's available at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. We will tell you that you're going to have a chance to win a four-pack of Oilers tickets. They say all the time, you guys don't do enough. You never do enough. You never do it. Well, we're going to give away three sets coming up. When we return on Oilers Now with NHL Today, we're going to have a key word for you. And away we go. You'll text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Kelly Buchberger coming up at 4:34. Bob Stauffer joining you live at Ford Hall.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, here's your chance. People say, Stauffer, you never take care of us. You never give away tickets to the game. Well, guess what? We have three four-packs available right here, right now. And here's how you play. You text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. I need the following. I need your name. I need an email address to send off the tickets. Oh, and you got to get the code word. So, name, email address, and the code word. And the code word is McDavid. Text us at 780-496-0063. Text us at 780-496-0063. Text us the code word McDavid, your name, and your email address, and we will randomly select three winners with four packs. Of course, we sent six winners with four packs to the game on Monday night, Edmonton, and against the LA Kings. It was a good night for the Oilers. It's 4:27 in Edmonton, live at Ford Hall for Contract Equipment Limited, and we go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist, Drew Schammelhorn and the staff at Elite. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Tom. Here's Brendan Escott.
You should see the text line right now. It is game three between the Bruins and Maple Leafs tonight in Toronto. Leafs looking to beat the Bruins in a playoff series for the first time since 1959. Elsewhere, Dallas hoping to draw even in game two against Vegas on their home ice. You mentioned San Jose's head coaching change. They're moving on from David Quinn. 25% chance at the first overall pick in this summer's draft. Columbus signed Ottawa 67's captain Luca Pennelly to his three-year entry-level deal. He was a fourth-round pick of theirs last year. Team USA naming its first 15 members of the World Championship team, and they loaded it up. Brady Tkachuk, Matt Boldy, Cole Caulfield, Dylan Larkin, and Johnny Gaudreau among the biggest names. That tournament starting in Finland early next month. Bakersfield and Ontario begin their Calder Cup playoff run tonight. The Rain hosting Game 1, and the Portland Winterhawks visiting Prince George, James Stephan in tow up in northern BC on Friday night, Bob.
Yep. All right, that is Brendan Escott. We will tell you our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Obviously, game two tonight. To talk about that, to talk about his playing days, to talk about working over a couple of his young prospects and teaching them how to fight, Kelly Buckmer will join us at 4:33 after Global News Weather Traffic Update.